In our previous episodes, we quoted the Kehelas Rabbah that tells us, Torah sha'adam lamed ba'ilum hazeh, the Torah learned in this world, referring to our exilic days, hevelhi lefnei teirase shel Mashiach, really will fade and pass into nothingness in comparison with the Torah we'll study when Mashiach comes. We also talked about the way to understand this. The Rebbe suggests that it's similar to the chinuch, to the education of a small child. And that a small child who learns Torah, maybe in grade school, kindergarten, really can't take the knowledge they acquired and compare it to what they learn in a postgraduate level in a Beis Medrash. But in order to get to the Beis Medrash or to postgraduate level, you have to first have gone through the motions of Aleph Beis in simple learning. And so the Torah we learn today during the time of Golos, although it's hevel, like nothing compared to the Torah of the future, it enables us to get there. The Rebbe on one occasion suggested that we actually have a precedent for this. And he directed us to Lakut HaTorah, where the Alter Rebbe in Parshas Bahar speaks about the statement of our sages, Ashrei Misha Bolakan v'talmude biyadei. Fortunate is the person who comes to the world to come, not referring to Mashiach, but rather Gan Eden, the place where neshamas go after the terrestrial journey ends. Fortunate is the one who comes, v'talmudei, and the Torah that he studied in this world is in hand. The Alter Rebbe says, how do we understand this? The Torah, as we study it in Olam Hazeh, in this world, is melubeshes b'inyanim gashmiyim, is entirely enclosed and framed by physical material matters, whether it's tzitzis or tefillin or sukkah, or the questions of jurisprudence between two disputants about who stole whose money, or how something was divided. How then could you bring that into Gan Eden? The Alter Rebbe says that the truth is that this can be understood with the notion that the Torah that a person learns in this world necessarily germinates, and it allows the person to flower and to grow to a new level of Torah. In the Maimon of the Alter Rebbe, he says, this is the meaning of Hazeirim Bedima, those who sow with tears, Berina Yuktzeiru, will be able to harvest with great joy. And the Alter Rebbe says that B'Shas Limudei, relative to the Torah as it's studied and enjoyed in Gan Eden, the person's Torah study here is Ein Lo Tainug. He has no pleasure, doesn't really delight in it. But Mikol Makim, nonetheless, Berina Yuktzeiru. When that same Torah will be studied again in Gan Eden, it's done with greatest of jubilation, with happiness. Ki machmas halimud nasa oira Torah zarua ba'aretz elyona. It was the learning of Torah now that allowed that energy to be planted, invested into the higher realm and world. The Dvar Hashem zu halacha is koyach hatzameach. It's almost as if it takes root and then it grows. So like a seed planted, it has no comparison to the tree that grows afterwards, but it's only because the seed was planted that the tree could flower and grow. And this, the Rebbe says, ultimately, is what our Torah study during Golos is like. It pales in comparison with the Torah of Mashiach, but it is the seeds that we are planting, the seeds of light that will grow into the wondrous light of Mashiach, and the Torah we will study with him, then Heira will be Amenu, Amen.